It's 7:18 with Mike and Matt. Story from Boston, CBSLocal.com. Two college friends of the surviving Boston Marathon bombing suspect were arraigned yesterday on charges of disposing evidence from the suspect's dorm room. The men both pleaded not guilty yesterday afternoon in federal court on charges of conspiracy to obstruct justice. If convicted, they face up to 20 years in prison.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Good luck to them.
Looks like, even though you pleaded not guilty, the evidence is stacked against you, at least on the surface.
Yes.
We'll see. I mean, I know you have to have your day in court.
We're not the judge and jury.
All that kind
of
stuff.
We're just looking at the initial facts.
Yeah, if we were the judge and jury, you're gone already. Okay?
Especially if you were, yeah.
At least in my mind, yes. This story out of Washington from CNN.com. The Justice Department and attorneys general from six states and the District of Columbia filed a lawsuit yesterday challenging the $11 billion merger of American Airlines and U.S. Airways, saying the combination would lead to higher prices, less service for consumers.
I think that is a legitimate fear. I mean, every time we've had these mergers, it seems like we see higher rates. And I mean, this would really have the competition slim when you take two major airlines like that and put them into one.
Now, this merger would create the world's largest airline.
Right.
It would substantially lessen competition for commercial air travel, contends the complaint filed in the U.S. District Court in Washington. The carrier said in a joint statement they would mount a vigorous and strong defense of their deal and pursue all legal options to move it forward. We believe that the DOJ is wrong in its assessment of our merger. In integrating the complementary networks of American and U.S. Airways to benefit passengers is the motivation for bringing these airlines together. Okay.
Well, you know, I mean, let's be honest. It's economics. It's very difficult for the airlines to make money. By merging, they have a good possibility. But you can't say they're doing it for the betterment of the customer.
Well, at this point, yeah, it's about economics and trying to make the largest airline and make it profitable.
Right.
Because U.S. Airways on its own, its shares slid more than 9% on Wall Street.
Mm-hmm.
American, as we know, is operating under Chapter 11 bankruptcy protection.
Yeah.
So neither one of them is really turning a profit.
Yeah.
But if you combine the two, maybe you can make it a profitable deal. But a top concern is local markets, the Justice Department said. It cited the example of Ronald Reagan Washington National Airport, where the combined airline would control 69% of takeoff and landing slots and 63% of the outbound nonstop routes. The Justice Department also said in its complaint that if the two airlines were allowed to merge, there would be higher fees for baggage, flight changes, anything like that, because they can control
prices.
I
think that's a realistic concern, and I bet that would happen.
The states that joined the antitrust lawsuit are Texas, Florida, Arizona, Pennsylvania, Tennessee, Virginia. The lawsuit comes as somewhat of a surprise. In recent years, the Justice Department has allowed other big-name airline mergers, Delta, gobbled up Northwest.
Right.
United absorbed Continental, all in part because the airline industry was losing so much money, the mergers were seen as a necessary move for survival. But apparently, U.S. Airways, American, not seen as a necessary combination.
Which is kind of odd because you said you look at their portfolio right now, both in pretty bad financial shape.
And keep in mind, airlines are now making billions of dollars.
Yeah.
Not only from your higher fares, but also about $6 billion in fees they collected in 2012 alone.
You mean like that extra baggage
fees, your tack-on fees, everything like
now
that.
Now, if you want more room when you sit, they'll charge you for that
seat
as well.
Seat selection, it's going to cost you. And other things that used to be included in fares, these are all tack-on fees now. So the other airlines have figured it out. Okay, this is a way for us to make some more money. But now you want to combine U.S. Airways and American. We'll see if it goes through or not. But the DOJ doesn't want it to go through. 7:22 with Mike and Matt. As long as we're talking about things that go in the air, this story from the BBC. The U.S. Air Force unit that oversees a remote Cold War-era nuclear missile installation has failed a safety test, the Air Force announced.
That's not good.
Probably not.
No.
The missile wing at Malmstrom Air Force Base in Montana made tactical-level errors in an exercise, it said. The exercise concluded yesterday was meant to test the unit's ability to operate safely, the Air Force said. But a senior Air Force commander said the failure did not indicate the U.S. nuclear arsenal is at risk whatsoever. These inspections are designed to be tough to pass, the Lieutenant General James Kowalski said in a statement. A failure doesn't mean the wing isn't able to accomplish its mission. We're supposed to fail on certain things. They're supposed to
is
be tough.
Is that really right? Yeah.
Well, that's the spin we're giving.
Okay.
If you're comfortable with it or not, that's up to you.
Yeah.
7:23 with Mike and Matt.
WTAQ News Talk Sports.
Hey, we're supposed to have a warming trend as well. Looks like that's going to come to fruition. Sunshine today and a high of about 73. Tomorrow, partly sunny. Could be close to 80. And then on Friday, the first time we've been over 80 in some time, high of about 81 expected. Right now, we do have plenty of sunshine. Warming up to 48 in the valley, 49 in Green Bay.
7:23 with Mike and Matt.
A hunting we will go. A hunting we will go. We'll catch a fox, put him in a box, and then we'll let him go.
Keep our phone number handy, 406-1360 or 1-888-455-1360, because you have an opportunity right now to go hunting with Mike and Matt, and an opportunity to bag a trophy animal.
Ooh.
Well, over at Cabela's. You don't really get the animal.
You don't.
But you get to bag a trophy this morning on the air, and you're playing for a $100 gift card from Cabela's or a $50 gift card from Cabela's. Let me explain.
Please do.
Mike and I are going hunting with you this morning.
Yes, we'll be along.
We're heading over to Cabela's.
Yeah.
Beautiful store. They've got a lot of animals on display.
They really do. If you haven't been there, you really should go.
In front of me, I've got a very long list of all of the animals that Cabela's has on display. We've chosen three animals this morning for you to shoot at, okay?
Yep.
Now, only one of these animals is the correct animal to take down.
Okay.
Only one of them is the trophy animal. If you get the trophy animal on your first shot,
okay,
you're going to get $100 from Cabela's.
Got it.
If you get it on your second shot, you're going to get $50. If you miss, well, then we go hunting for a different animal with a different caller.
Okay, that's fair enough.
So you're going to get two shots to get one out of the three animals. Okay?
I got it.
Does this make sense?
It makes sense, yeah. A little complicated, but it'll come forward.
I don't think it's complicated whatsoever.
Well,
here's your list of animals.
Okay.
The mule deer.
Mule deer.
The Canadian moose.
Canadian moose.
Or the eastern turkey.
Eastern turkey.
Only one of them
is
the correct trophy animal this morning, okay?
Got it.
If you get that animal on the first shot, $100.
Yes.
Second shot, $50. If you miss both times,
boop,
you're gone.
Thanks for playing.
You're never hunting with us again. 7:25 with Mike and Matt. We head to the phones. Good morning. What's your first name?
Oh, no way, Nick.
All right, Nick, you're hunting with Mike and Matt this morning. Your animals are the mule deer, the Canadian moose, or the eastern turkey. Which one is the trophy animal this morning?
Oh, I'm so nervous here. Let's try the turkey.
That's a miss.
Oh.
But you get another shot, Nick. You get another shot.
Oh, crap.
You're down to the mule deer or the Canadian moose?
Go to the moose. That's a big guy.
Direct
All
hit!
Right.
You took down the moose,
no
Nick.
Way. That's so awesome.
Congrats, Nick. Hang on the line. You just got yourself a $50 gift card to use over at Cabela's, located over on Lombardi. And right now, it's Cabela's Fall Great Outdoor Days, running through next Friday, so go check it out over at Cabela's.
Well, that was a good-looking shot he had on that one.
You know what? Hunting was so much fun.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to take another listener with us before 8:30.
Wow, okay.
Another opportunity
like
to win.
We're on a safari here.
Compliments of Cabela's. Nick, hang on the line. It's 7:26 with Mike and Matt.